Folks, if you're liking what you're getting from 30MPC, the number one way you can support us is by subscribing to our newsletter. Every week, you only get two emails. On Monday, you get a content roll-up of everything that dropped last week. And on Fridays, I pick one topic and I personally write a deep dive on things like how to cold call, how to run a discovery call, or even how to hire an AE. So if you're liking what you're getting here, take 2 seconds, go to the show notes. You'll see a button to subscribe to our newsletter, or you can go to 30mpc.com/newsletter and do it there. We'll catch you soon. Cheers.
It's Morgan J. Ingram. Yes, I've hacked the show. And hey, guys, we're doing a 30 Minutes of Practice Club playbook. And I'm also part of the club, former sales trainer for Google, Slack, and Salesforce. So now, what are we talking about today? Breaking down a cold call in 10 minutes. I'm going to introduce the Fishman's Framework. Everybody keeps telling me cold calling's dead. I think you're playing yourself, but I'm going to teach y'all how to do that. The second part is an introduction so you don't get hung up on. The third thing is how to reverse engineer objectives of your personas so you can get inside their mind and talk to them appropriately. And then last but not least, which is the fight, which is handling objections and converting them so that you can have more opportunity to speak to your prospects. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's get into it.
Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes. Today's prospecting tip is brought to you by Super Cadence by Influ 2, which helps cut through the noise of oversaturated prospecting channels. If you want to get your prospect's attention, you got to do stuff a robot would never do. One of my favorite plays is getting warm introductions to the accounts that I'm targeting via salespeople who work at that account. Salespeople help salespeople. Another approach could be using Super Cadence to run SDR ads to put a face to the name. Now, we worked with Influ 2 to put together a special toolkit on ways to humanize your outreach, which you can get for free at the link in the show notes.
Okay, so pause. Before you pick up the phone, we need to talk about the Fisherman's Framework. I'll give you a quick little story and then we'll get into how you can use this. So I don't know if y'all been fishing before. I've been a couple times. I'm not the best, but I've realized that fishing and cold calling are pretty much the same thing. You go out on a boat, on a river, lake, wherever you're at, you throw out your cast, you wait there for 1 to 2 hours, fish bites the bait, you struggle with it, you don't even get the fish, and you're disappointed, and you just wasted 2 hours. And that's the same thing that happens on your cold calls. You call somebody, they hang up on you, then maybe you get a connection, but then you get hung up on as you try to talk to them and handle objections, and it doesn't work out. So this Fishman Framework will allow you to convert more opportunities, and let's talk about those three different stages. So the first stage that I talked about is the introduction, right? So you're making sure that you're there, so you're waiting. The second piece is the bite, right? You've gotten someone to connect with you. And the third stage is the fight. So now you're handling those objections. So now let's get into the cold call step by step so you can convert more opportunities and feel more confident on the phone. So now we're going to talk about the waiting, right? You're making the calls. This person's finally going to pick up the phone. And let's say they do pick up the phone. Now, while you're waiting, this is not the time to just be hanging out and hoping things go well, because that is a terrible strategy. Hope is not a strategy. Shout out to Roger Jefferson for that one. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have two introductions that we can use immediately to convert. Now, if you're an avid listener of the 30 Minutes of Presence Club, which I know y'all are, you probably heard this one before. It was just the PLA, but I'll keep it super sweet for y'all so you can use it. It stands for pleasant, laughing, arms up. So let's say I decide to call Nick. I'm cold calling him. And I say, hi, Nick. Thanks for taking my call. I know I'm calling out the blue here. However, do you have a few moments to chat? And the reason I do that is because the first part is pleasant. Most people are not getting thanked for the cold call at all. So that's why I say that. The second part is a laugh. So I create levity. People feel more approachable to me. And if I can get a laugh, then I win. My only caveat is don't sound like Kawhi Leonard. Don't be like, oh yeah, I'm cold out the blue. Like, that's how you lose opportunities. And I'm not telling y'all to do that. The last part is the arms up. Now, this is a psychological body framing. And the reason for it is it makes you feel, and to the prospect, unassuming. So they're going to be more willing to hear you out and more willing to have the conversation. So that is the PLA. Try it out. It works really well with a lot of clients I speak to. Now, here's a new one. Y'all haven't heard this one before. The confident pause. Like, Morgan, what are you talking about? Do I just sound like a mute? Am I a mime on these calls? No. So what you're going to do is they pick up the phone, and this is all I would do. I say, hi, Sally. This is Morgan from Ascension Media Productions. And I don't say anything. Now, the thing is, y'all be like, wait, what? The thing is, the pause, now you hold that conversation. You are now the confident one. You're actually holding the power there because you're just saying, hey, what's up? Here's my name. Here's my company. Don't say anything. Then they're like, what do you want? Right. And that's what you want them to say. So now you can go in your value prop. Now you can go into what you want to say. And I've actually seen a lot of people seen massive success with that. You don't even have to say your company name or name, but I know we have some international users here. So you might want to use that across the board, but that gives you an example. The confident pause, don't say anything at all. They're going to be like, wait, what do you want? And then you go into your value prop, which leads us into this next point. So we've been waiting, casting out our rod. Now we have a fish to bite. We got a prospect that wants to talk to us. Now we got to get into it. But the question is, what do you do there, right? This is where I like to talk to people about reverse engineering. And you probably hear about reverse engineering a lot, but we don't talk about reverse engineering our personas. Typically in most organizations, you have 3 to 5 main buying personas that you speak to. So let's say it's a VP of marketing, a CMO, digital marketing manager, and a head of content, and maybe say head of demand gen. So what I'm doing is I'm taking that information that typically they deal with on a day-to-day basis, their problems, their challenges, their objectives, and now I'm creating cold calling value props around that. Best way to find that out is to go on a careers page. You could go Google it. I mean, Google's helpful. I don't know, ChatGPT's, they're pretty lit sometimes too. So you could go check them out as well. But the goal is you're going to get all that information and then you're going to create value props out of that. Now, you may be asking, but how do I do more than that? This is where I bring in the foundational pillars. So the pillars are case studies, or I like to call them better, customer quotes, because you're not going to be able to pull out a whole case study on a cold call. That's for the discovery and later down the line. We just want to get something really quick and a snippet. So we're going to get these pillars to use that. The pillars are the foundations of the persona. So you should have a VP of marketing quote, a CMO quote. You should have a head of demand gen quote, and they should also be in the industry as well. So now that you have reverse engineered this buyer persona, you've also have a pillar, you now can reach out to them. So let's say I've thrown out my cast and rod. Like I said, I'm on a call and I want to say my value prop after I did my confident pause from earlier. So I'd be like, hey, our solution focuses on helping VPs of marketing with their demand generation strategy as they're looking to elevate their content. And we recently just talked to a VP of marketing, and they told us when they implemented our system, they were able to see a 30% increase in the social lift across all their platforms, which led to more conversations with generated revenue. So that'd be an example, right? So I'm just taking a customer quote. I'm inserting it in there. It's in their language. I didn't really say anything crazy. And then I also address the problem of something they're looking to do. So I mentioned a priority there, but also could be a pain point where it's, hey, a pain point is that we do webinars, but we're not getting any leads from it, right? So that could be another example I could use as well. So we waited, they bit, now we're fighting. Well, not like actual fight club and things like that, but we're fighting with the fish, right? I don't know if y'all have gone fishing before. Now we're fighting. We're trying to get it back in the boat, right? And we're so close, but we have a couple of things that we need to do here. So the first thing that y'all need to do is a mindset shift. This is incredibly important. This is human nature. This is the laws of how things work. So you can't refute what I'm about to say. Fight or flight. When you're in a situation that creates anxiety or pressure, you're either going to fight or you're going to flight. However, there's a third position most people don't talk about, which is standing your position. You don't move. You're calm. You're unbothered. This is taking me years to get here, by the way. This is not something that happens overnight, but if you practice it, you just become unbothered, unattached. I know a lot of people talk about detaching from the outcome, but this thing I want y'all to remember is standing your position. You look right into the eyes of this prospect and you are going to stand your ground. You're not going to get emotionally tied up into this. So now that you have the mindset of I'm going to stand my ground, I'm not going to fight or flight, and I'm going to choose that third position, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to follow this framework. Pause, acknowledge, ask a question. So typically I do about a 1 second to 1.5 second pause. And then I acknowledge what's going on. So if someone's like, hey, reach out in 6 months, I'll pause, absorb it, I'll say, hey, completely understand that you want to talk to us in 6 months. I've been hearing a lot with a lot of clients lately, but then I have a follow-up question. What's going to happen between now and then that's preventing us from meeting today? Okay, so now I'm in a dialogue because that's a brush off. That's not a real objection most of the time. We need to identify that. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to pull them in, right? So they're going to say, you know what? Yeah, Morgan, like we got a website coming out. We're hiring new people. We got all this stuff going on, et cetera. Like there's just so much happening. So I'd be like, hey, and this is just if we got the right pain points. I'd be like, based on the conversation we've had so far, you're saying 6 months. Based on our solution, it's going to take us probably 2 to 3 months to do a discovery, analyze what's going on, to then do an effective rollout for you, maybe at the fourth month here. So by the time I talk to you in 6 months, there's probably going to be another additional 4 to 5 months before we can implement this. And in my scenario, based on the information you gave me, that might be too late. Would it be crazy for us to at least chat in the next couple of weeks to see if this is a potential fit? And if not, we could part ways as friends. Now I pull them in because they're like, okay, whoa, yeah, if I wait that long, it might be a year before I implement this. Now the conversation has changed and now I'm going to talk about the next steps. Now, again, this is not always going to go this way, but here's the example of what should happen. They'll be like, hey, you know what, Morgan, that sounds fair. I'll meet with you in 2 weeks. And then now you're pushing it. You're saying, hey, great. Typically in these scenarios, when people look to meet in 2 weeks, I like to book a call with them and get you scheduled with our account executive who's going to walk you through exactly the same case scenario that you just told me about. And so now we've locked the meeting in and now we're good to go. So hopefully y'all understand what I just broke down and how to reel the fish in, or in this case, reel the future client in. So now let's do a recap, right? Because I said a whole lot, but now let's recap it. So fisherman's framework, waiting, bite, fight. When you're waiting, make sure that you have the right openers. I gave you two openers, the PLA and also that confident pause. You got to have some swag with it. You can't just be pausing awkwardly. You got to have some confidence with that. Then value props with the bite, right? Reverse engineering those value props, reverse engineering those pain points, and then adding in those foundational pillars as customer quotes, and then objections, right? Pause, acknowledge, question, whatever they say. Now we're pulling them in to drive the next steps. Now, hopefully y'all enjoyed that framework, but the thing is, if you know me, or maybe you're new to me, I'm a huge fan of some frameworks. And we drop that weekly in my newsletter at the commish. So if you want to come check it out, come click the link and check it out there.
Today's prospecting tip is brought to you by Super Cadence by Influ 2, which helps cut through the noise of oversaturated prospecting channels. If you want to get your prospect's attention, you got to do stuff a robot would never do. One of my favorite plays is getting warm introductions to the accounts that I'm targeting via salespeople who work at that account. Salespeople help salespeople. Another approach could be using Super Cadence to run SDR ads to put a face to the name. Now, we worked with Influ 2 to put together a special toolkit on ways to humanize your outreach, which you can get for free at the link in the show notes. Today's prospecting tip is brought to you by Woodpecker. When you're sending a sales email, you generally want to avoid putting punctuation in the subject line. If you've got an exclamation point, it makes it seem like you're shouting at them, look at this amazing offer, and a question mark just smells salesy, so avoid punctuation. Now, if you want to steal my full sales cadence from my friends at Woodpecker, there's a link in the show notes for you to go get it and try it for free.